Blog Talk Radio.
Frank Williams Show. Thank you guys for tuning in and welcome. Again, guys, thanks for tuning in and you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Hey, guys, again, thank you for tuning in and welcome. All of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via landline, cell phone, whether you're in your car, up in the treehouse, I don't know where you are. But thank you for tuning in to the show. And welcome. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys can call in right there, listen live. And if you'd like to give a comment or give your opinion on today's show, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show. All right, again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Tune in, guys. Let's get it on. Now, today's show is sponsored by Frank Williams Realty. All of your real estate needs, whether you're selling, buying, or whether you know someone who's selling or buying their home, put them in touch with me, Frank Williams Realty, and I will take care of them from start to finish. You can reach me at 404-564-9689. That's 404-564-9689 is my office number, or you can call my sales, 678-549-0274. Okay? Again, thanks guys for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show. Welcome. Now, I know that things are busy for you, just like they are for me. We have everyday lives to work on, right? We have everyday problems to take care of, right? We have everyday, you know, things that happen in life that we have to take care of, right? And that's what I wanted to do the show on today. Okay? I wanted to do the show on today. And this past weekend, and I want to talk about this a little bit. This past weekend, on Saturday, I had a 40th high school reunion celebration. Yeah, I said 40th. A lot of people don't believe me, but yeah, it's number 40. Right? I had my 40th school reunion. I came out of high school in 1982. So this is number 40 for us. So it was special. Right? And you know, you get to 30 and 35 and 40. And, you know, that stuff in between 31, 32, 33, 34, you know, that didn't, you know, although we agreed to start doing it every year, you know, a lot of those years in between didn't mean a whole lot. But when you think about it, they're those years are actually very meaningful. And I guess the reason I say this, or I'm talking about this, and I see some people telling me to move on, but this is my show. Like, I move on when I want to move on, right? Get your show, and you can run it the way you want to. Right, but this is my show, so I run it how I want to. So we had a high school reunion this weekend, and it was an all-white party, right? It was an all-right white party. And maybe some of you are friends with some of my high school classmates, and you can see some of the pictures out there that we took on Saturday. Great time. Great location. And we had a super, super turnout. Now, there were a few too many. I mean, you know, not to say too many, but it was packed. It was a packed house. Okay, you know, every few minutes you're like, excuse me, let me slide by you right here, you know, so it was a nice place, but it wasn't quite big enough. Okay, we had a big class, all right, and you know, most of us are still here, of course. But there are some that are not here. Some that passed on. Some people we lost in high school. Some people we lost after high school. Of course, after high school, been 40 years. So we've lost some people in those 40 years. And I say all that because, you know, I talk about this, and I'm getting my thought process together, but I talk about this because I saw a lot of people, and, you know, I recognized a lot of people, and, of course, you know, a lot of people had masks on, so you couldn't really tell who they were until you got up close to them and saw their name tags, and you remember, okay, and you remembered them, and so, again, we had a lot of people there, and it was a packed house. The turnout was fabulous. Great music. I don't know about the food. I didn't get there till a little bit late, but We saw some food, but we didn't eat anything. Too busy greeting and talking and seeing people, right? But I say all that because you see people that you went to high school with, of course, and you guys, we were teenagers then, and everybody was healthy and vibrant back then. We played sports and, we'd run around. You'd run through the halls from one class to the next. You know, you're trying to get to class on time and you're running through the halls. That's high school. That's the way we were as teenagers. And again, I say all that because some of the people that I saw at the reunion have health challenges. And you knew you didn't know they had the challenges until Saturday, unless you were one of their friends and you kept up with them, constantly. But if you weren't that close, then you didn't know. There were some people there that I didn't know. Of course, some people age more than others or faster than others or what have you. I say that because I want my problems, not yours. And that's today's show, is I want my problems, not yours. My mom used to always say, I used to say things or hear people say things like, man, I wish I had his money. I wish I had their money. I wish I had that. I wish I had it. I wish I had that. And we all have everyday problems. My mom used to say, "You think you got problems? Man, you run into some of these people out on the street. Now, you give them your problems and you take their problems, and you'll turn around and immediately go back and take your problems back and give them their problems back." Right? So I want my problems, not yours. Thank God that my wife and I have kind of taken care of ourselves as far as health goes. And a big part of that is each other. Right? A big part of that is each other. I literally, whatever you want to call it, I've been with my wife for more than 40 years, right? We dated at the end of high school and went on to college and then graduated. Well, she graduated from college and we ended up getting married. Not long thereafter. We're coming up on 34 years of marriage, which is awesome. But again, a part of that is health. And, of course, anyone out there listening to the show that may be married, you may understand this. A big part of health is being at ease. And what I call at ease is that you aren't having a whole lot of money problems. You aren't having a whole lot of relationship problems. You aren't having a whole lot of problems with, kids. It's a gamut of things. And I believe wholeheartedly that a big part of some people's health problems are the relationships that they have or don't have. You saw a lot of people there without significant others. You saw a lot of people there with significant others. And I believe that that's a big part of health. Okay, is having someone by your side who you know you're in love with, and things are going well as far as the relationship. I mean, everyone's going to fight. Everybody's going to get into argument and may say something to someone that, you know, you really don't mean, right? But you said it. And it helps them to not be at ease, right? And Frank, where are you going with this? I'm going right here because if you look at the word, if you think about the word and spell out the word disease, the first part of disease is D-I-S. If you separate that, if you cut that in half, D-I-S and E-A-S-E, disease, right? D-I-S, this is also known as not, okay? You're dissatisfied. Dissatisfied is not being satisfied, right? Distasteful is you know, you might say something about someone or whatever, and it's distasteful. It's not it's not a good taste for you to say that. So this means disease is not at ease, right? That's disease. Disease is not being at ease, having problems, fighting with each other. That causes, not being at ease, causes disease. Okay? I'm not saying I'm the best husband in the world. I'm not saying that she's the best wife in the world. I'm not saying that. I don't think nobody can be that. But we've navigated to a point where, you know, a lot of the small stuff we don't sweat. Handle it, move on. Handle it, move on. So I'm saying that, you know, because after going to the party on Saturday, I saw people who had health challenges. Just don't look the same. Aging maybe faster than usual. I saw one of my friend's wives there, and I think that, you know, she could have done better with herself, but she looked 10 to 15 years older than us. That's my opinion, okay? That's just my opinion. So, but I don't live with them. I don't know what kind of problems they have. I don't know if they have relationship problems, money problems, or kid problems. I don't know. But I don't want their problems. You know, one of my friends had a walking cane. I know we 58 years old. I'm close to 60 years old. Say, Frank, you're getting old. I'm proud of being able to get old. If you're not as old as I am or older, I hope you get to where I am as far as age goes. I hope you feel the way I do as far as age goes. I don't feel the best sometimes, but that's everybody. But I think at my age, at 58 years old, I'm in pretty decent shape. I could do better. Yeah, I could do better, of course. I want to do better. But finding the time and having the mindset to do it, that's two different things. But all I'm saying is, guys, you know, people complain about, you know, their situation. But again, your situation is your situation. And you think that someone else is doing great or having a, you know, having a great life and all this, but you don't know their situation. You know, if you give them your problems and take theirs, you like I said, you might be running back in a couple hours saying, hey, give me my problems back. You take yours. This some crazy stuff. But all I'm saying is take care of yourselves, guys. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your significant other. Take care of things that you have to take care of. Take care of them. Try to keep yourself at ease. Try to make things easy for you or for your spouse or for your significant other. Try to do that. Keep yourself at ease. I have a caller from the 609 area code, 977, the first three digits of the phone number. Caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
What's the deal, Frank? I'm calling from parts unknown in Georgia. How you and Laura doing? Happy anniversary. Welcome to the 33 Club. So, Frank.
All right, what's going on?
Ain't nothing going on, man. I picked up the phone and saw you was doing the show. I said, well, I ain't talked to the brother. He don't answer the phone call, so I must owe the nigga some money. But so I was like, damn, he must say this show out of you, might well call this the Hardaway Show. Jesus Christ, Frank, you went out postal on me. But anyway, I'm just joking. But anyway, you know, I have you know, right now, you know, I don't care who's listening. But anyway, you know, you know, and probably, you know, because of you, Laura knows, but that's how married people do. But, you know, we done had some hard times, but I thank y'all for helping us when we did have hard times. But I know where you're coming from. You know, people, you have your problems, and then they have their problems. You know, we done had some problems here lately, but, right, you know, God is good because now it's on in pocket. We better. So I just want to thank you, Laura. Because y'all helped us when we was down, and I sure appreciate it. But
well, I'm glad you called in. I'm glad you listened to the show because, you know, I think you're a perfect example of you know, turning back and being and not giving up. A lot of people give up in different situations, and you didn't give up, and you looked at things as getting better, and now, you know, things are better for you, and that's the whole thing as far as, you know, being able to get to that point where you want. I mean. I'm not where I want to be. I'm sure you're not where you want to be. A lot of people out there aren't where they want to be. But at the same time, you know, I'm not going to complain about where I am.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's what I admire about y'all, because y'all didn't complain about where you were. You just looked at getting out of your situation. And that's what it takes. that's what it takes. So I'm glad you called, man. And again, you know, tell Tracy we said hello. But you know, that's what it's all about. And that's life, because you've had some things go on. I guarantee you, and I know 100% sure that there are people out there who have it, who have problems that are greater than yours, and you don't want their problems.
Exactly. You know, yeah. I appreciate that that you and Laura go to your class reunion, this, that, and other. But you know, I tell you the truth, Frank, I don't want to see him, because I didn't mess with him when I was 15 years old. Why would I want to mess with him when I'm 58 years old? I mean,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't really grow up. Well, I didn't grow up in the Douglas area, so I grew up in the Thera area.
Yeah.
So most of my friends, that's who I hang out with, you know, other than you.
Yeah.
That's when I come to Atlanta, that's who I hang out with. So I done got criticized for that. You know.
Yeah.
Thank God, you know, crazy stuff. Like, you know, I didn't play sports in high school. But, you know, it was like, because I was hanging out with the people at Thera, they was like, we didn't even play Thera. Not in basketball, not in football. They was like, oh, man, you can't come to practice because you gonna take it. Okay, who am I going to take it to?
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's the only problem I had with Douglas. But the reunion, our reunion is coming up this week, sometime this month, but, you know, I'm not going. First of all, you know, I'm not paying no $150, $100, whatever the price is. I don't want to see y'all. I didn't even want to see y'all 50 years ago. Why would I want to see you now?
Yeah.
You know, but that's just me. But just like you said, to the point of the show, you know, I don't need your problem, because I got plenty of problems. I don't need to hear your problems. And because if they know you doing well, and I know you and Laura probably done got plenty of calls, it's like, okay, he got a radio show. You know, goddamn, let me get some money. I mean, I'm sorry. But let me ask him for some money. But
yeah.
So I'm sure you done got plenty of that. But people are funny, man, and you know, they, you know, if you did if and when people go through hard times, you know, they don't care where they can get the money from, or if they can get the money and not pay you back and this, that, and other. So man, I know the feeling.
Yeah,
I know the feeling.
And you said you said something right there. That was one of my classmates. And I'm not gonna call any names or nothing like that. But one of my classmates called me a long time ago, years ago, asked me to borrow some money, right? And I loaned it to him, and he didn't pay me back. And it's been years and years in between. And I saw him on Saturday.
Did you ask for your money?
No, I didn't even ask for my money. You know, when he came up to me, he shook my hand. He put the money in my hand.
Oh, man, that's all right, yeah.
Didn't even say hello or nothing. He just we hit hands together. You know how we do. And he put the money in my hand. It looked like a drug deal. You know. But
we don't have plenty of them. But anyway.
But so and then we talked, and you know, he was telling me, you know, all the stuff he'd been going through, how he lost his house, and then he lost everything he had, and he instead of trying to get help, you know, he dove in, he went into the alcohol bottle. And then so now he said that he hadn't had a drink in 5 years. So
that's awesome.
And that's actually how long, you know, probably been longer than that since I loaned him the money, since I saw him, since that. But again, you know, his problems, those are problems that I don't want. I don't want those problems. I got my own problems.
Yeah, you don't even want to hear about it, really. Unless
right.
He's a close friend.
You know,
but.
Right. You don't want to hear about it. You want to help, but I don't know how to help.
Ain't the problem.
Yeah, I don't know how to help.
That's the solution, I mean.
Yeah, I don't know, but I think that was a good thing on his part. I think they got the monkey off his back. That helped him to, you know, free himself of that thinking. You know, like he's thinking all the time, or sometimes about owing me some money. And
right.
You know, that's. So that's life though. That's the way things happen. And like you said, you know, you asked him for your money. Nah, I didn't. Even, I didn't. I you know, I saw him and I thought about him owing me the money. But I wasn't gonna ask him for it.
Like,
I don't know what he's been through.
I'd be like, man, let's go to the liquor store. Can you buy me a bottle of Jack? Well, you know I'm crazy, but
yeah.
Anyway, but that's it,
you know, and I'm not saying that his problems are way out there and crazy. They may be or they may not be, but you know, people may think that my problems are way out there and crazy, you know. So I just hope that he can, you know, he seemed like he's getting on the right track and starting to live his life a little better. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Exactly.
I appreciate you calling, no hard, man. I got a few more minutes in the show, and I'm gonna shut down. I got to go to work this afternoon, but.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll take it easy. Tell Lawrence, say hey.
All right, buddy. Tell Tracy we say hey. Appreciate it.
I do it. All right.
All right. And again, you know, I know there's no one on the show right now, listening to the show right now, that don't have problems. If you don't have problems, you're 6 feet under. The only people that don't have problems are people that are dead and gone. They don't have any problems anymore. But the people who are still walking this earth and doing their thing, going to work every day, got a family. We have problems, and new problems arise every day. Every day a new problem arises. I got a problem at work right now that came up on yesterday that I just said I'm not gonna mess with that. But after thinking about it, I think I am going to ask a couple of questions. And that's all I want to do is ask a couple of questions. No hard feelings with me at all. I just want to get to work, get it done, and get back home. And I have to go to work. Because if I don't go to work, that creates more problems, right? That creates more problems. So I say that because, I, you know, I love all of y'all as people, as friends. I want y'all's relationship. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all's relationship. A lot of people that listen to the show, you know, we have some type of relationship. We know each other somehow, some type of way. And I hold that close. But, you know, like I said in the beginning of the show, my mom told me, boy, stop complaining about problems you have. If you had some of the problems that some of the other people out there have, if you took on their problems, you want to keep yours. So I have mine. I have to deal with it. But I believe a huge part of that is the relationships that you have with friends, family, and of course, you know, your spouse or your significant other. If you got a bad relationship with your spouse or your significant other, you're going to get old fast. You're going to, things aren't going to go well. You know, you fight all the time. I don't know. I'm not a therapist, right? I'm not a therapist, but I have had 58 years of life. You know, I've dealt with some things, dealt with some problems. I've had surgeries. I've had, you know, all different kind of stuff. The same as you. But it matters that you get up the next day, get rolling again, make things happen. And I'm going to close the show with this. I've said this before, and I heard it from a multimillionaire. He said, look forward. Look ahead. Look forward. Think about some things that you want. Look at some dreams. And look at some things out in front of you. Look at acquiring something that you've always wanted. Look at doing something that you've always wanted to do. Look at being a better person. You know, maybe grab a book, a self-help book, something that's going to help you. Stop reading these fiction and books about, you know, something that has nothing to do with you. Read some self-help books. Read some books that's going to change your mind and help you think forward. And he said this. And it's like it was just he and I in the room together, but it was 8,000 people in the room. He said, God put them eyes in front of you to look ahead. He put that butthole behind you to leave that stuff behind. That's why it's in back, not in front. Leave the crap behind. Look forward to something. Look forward to doing something. And that'll help you get going. That'll give you energy. I go to work every day. As soon as I get to work, I'm looking to get back home. I'm losing my voice. I got to go. But I'm looking to get back home when I go to work. And while I'm at work this week, I'm looking forward to the weekend and having a long weekend and the holiday. I'm looking forward to that. That gives me the energy to go to work. Have something to look forward to. If I don't go to work not make money, now I'm creating a problem. And I don't want that type of problem. So I go to work every day, and I have something forward to, not look back on. I ain't looking back saying, hey, damn, I ain't even pay that bill today. I forgot to go over such and such house. I forgot to go by here. I forgot to go by there. That's done. It's over with. Look forward to it. Look forward. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Hopefully, I'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to try to run back tomorrow and do the show again tomorrow. Look for it. Take care of yourselves, guys. And remember, it's all about you, no one else. Frank, I'm over. And I'm out.
Talking about the ghetto. Funky, funky ghetto. Trying to survive. Trying to stay alive.
The streets are bumpy, lights burned out. Dope fiends die with a pipe in their mouth. Old school buddies not doing it right. Every day it's the same and it's the same every night. I wouldn't shoot you, bro, but I'd shoot that fool if he played me close and tried to test my cool. Every day I wonder just how I die. Only thing I know is how to survive. There's only one rule in the real world, and that's to take care of you, only you and yours. Keep dealing with the hard times day after day. Might deal me some dope, but then crime don't pay. Black trying to break in my house again. Thought he got off the dope, doing time to repent. Even though my brothers do me just like that, I get a lot of love, so I'm giving it.